And for KFSK News in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki for the local news department, and this is Campus Connection. It's our call-in show, and I'm joined in the studio today by School Superintendent Lisa Stroh. Welcome. And we have School Board Member Sarah Holmgren. Thank you both for coming in, and this is Lisa's first Campus Connection show on our airwaves, but I'm sure you've done this before up in Valdez, and welcome, and you've had the summer to learn the ropes and get your feet wet at the school district, and gearing up for the start of school, which is 2 weeks away from today.
Correct, and we're getting ready, and people are just buzzing around. Lots of maintenance projects and things have been getting done.
Looks like you'll have a report tonight on how the big wall and window replacement project is going, and it looks like things are zooming along. Is that going to be ready for the start of school?
You bet it will be. In fact, I was over there even this morning, and we've got all the windows in and the walls. We're just, you know, patching some walls now where we've put some new thermostats in. The elementary teachers will be coming tomorrow to start setting up their classrooms, so that will be exciting, and they're just chomping at the bit to get in there, and we will be ready for the kids. The siding won't be completely done when the kids come, but that's, you know, on schedule and everything. So the siding that's done is in mainly the instructional areas, you know, so if they need to finish up the siding after kids come, it isn't going to hurt the instruction so much.
They will still be working on the outside of the school.
Correct.
When kids are in.
Okay. Yeah.
So teachers are moving their stuff out of the container vans and back into the their rooms tomorrow starting.
Then. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Big work. It looks pretty good, and it's
awesome.
It's a construction zone there with the school work going on. There's sidewalk work and everything, and even the Catholic Church is getting a facelift as well. So things are busy over in that neighborhood that I walk past.
That's exactly. And the middle school and the high school, we do have some new carpeting put in those areas as well. Not throughout the whole thing, but mainly in the foyer areas, and those really look neat too.
And I think we'll hear an update as well from Maintenance Director Dan Tate as well tonight. So
he's gone right now, so he won't be at the meeting, but he submitted his report, and I can, you know, talk about that at the meeting.
Okay.
Also.
Sarah, well, let's get you involved in the conversation. You're excited for the start of school, I can tell.
We are, yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to be getting a brief tour this evening before the school board meeting, so I'm excited to see the inside. I've been watching the outside progress all summer, and it looks like a completely different building. But I've heard already from a couple people that did get a peek at the interior, and they're pretty excited, one of them being a teacher. So that's I think everybody will be pleased, especially, you know, both students as well as staff, when they get to finally get back in.
And warmer in this rainy year we're having, too.
Right. Yeah, we have as cold a summer as we have winter. This is perfect timing.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. So, and Lisa, you'll be presenting some information about the performance standards. This is the system in place that reviews schools and gives them a star rating. So you have some news on that front to tell the
Correct.
Board about tonight?
I'll be going over those preliminary scores this evening. The state put out their star ratings for their schools on August 1st, and the elementary school scored 4 stars out of 5. 5 is the highest that you can get. The middle school was 4 out of 5 stars, and the high school, we scored a 5 out of 5. So that's really exciting. The Department of Education was pretty good at telling us those are temporary scores and they're not finalized for another month. So I'll be going over those preliminary scores, but then more after they're all finalized.
But that 5 at the high school is a 2-star improvement, right?
Correct.
It was a 3 last year.
Right. Last year was a 3-star. Some of that is just in the way you're reporting things. I think that in the past, like if students left and we weren't tracking them where they were going, then they got reported as being a dropout. And so this last year, the secretaries and the administration and the teachers really worked to really track those kids so we can say this kid left Petersburg schools, went to another school, so now he's not reported as a dropout. So all of that went into that score. So I think that number 3 was probably because of that mainly.
Okay. Sarah, that's good news to hear.
Yeah, that's great to hear. In some ways I'm not surprised because we have some great teachers, a lot of great teachers and administrators that work hard to teach our kids and guide our kids. So I'm not really entirely surprised at the scores, but it's good always to, I think, get a pat on the back from the state that we're continuing to head in the right direction.
That's exactly it. And, you know, the state's really told all the school districts, we really need to work on, you know, teacher evaluation, aligning the curriculum with the standards. And as we look at our scores that are 4s and 5s, it shows that we already are doing a great job. So as we move into meeting those mandates, I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility because the state is going to really concentrate more on those school districts that are 1-star schools. And, you know, we're already doing a great job. We're always trying to improve, but we are, we're pretty good now.
Okay. All right. Another topic you'll be talking about is the 6-year list of capital improvement projects. And this is something that you vote on annually to look at what projects you hope to do and submit for state funding or other funding. And let's see, are there any new additions to this list or big changes or?
There aren't any real surprises. Of course, the number one thing that we really need at the Petersburg schools is that district-wide food service renovation. We don't have a real kitchen. And Carly Wells, that's the director there, is doing a great, great job at serving lunch to all of our kids with not much equipment. And so if we could get the food service you know, the kitchen, that's the first one. And then we're looking at the middle school and high school boiler rehabilitation just to fix those up to snuff. And then the third item that we're really trying to work on is, and that has moved up from number 6 on last year's list to number 3 on this year's list, is we do have an underground storage tank over by the middle school, and we need to get that dug up and just for safety reasons. It's not leaking or anything, but it's a good thing to check on those underground storage tanks and take care of those. So those are the main 3 that we're trying to get done for next year, and hopefully the legislature will be kind and give us some funding for that.
And Sarah, I'm trying to remember the history of last year with the school the lunch project, and I think it scored pretty well. It was pretty high on the list, but didn't end up getting any funding.
Yeah, and we did have use some money for the drawings to come up with some ideas of how to do it. So we have the architectural drawings that Carly was involved in. Carly Wells was involved in, because ultimately you want the people that are using it to be fully involved with. You know, an architect can come up with an idea, but whether it actually ends up being usable. So we've at least have that step forward. That's been accomplished. So whether it makes any changes when we maybe eventually get the money, but it would be great to see that, especially since we've done such, the last several years have really pushed for a healthier lunches. I mean, when I go to the school now, each morning when I would drop my son off, the smells that would come from that were just, it'd make my stomach growl even though I'd had breakfast. And it was funny, my sister who teaches there said, she taught in down in Washington, and she says, never have I ever in the years I've taught have ever heard kids say, wow, that smells good, until, you know, she was working here. And so it is amazing what has come out of what little we have, but it would be even more exciting to see what can be produced and involved, you know, if we have a working kitchen.
Anything you'd like to see added or taken off that list that's there?
The boiler or the underground storage tank always concerns me, but that may have been from my 5.5 years in insurance and then property management before that. Those things always concern me. And right now it's not leaking, but that would almost seems like I would see it as in preference just because it's a liability. But
absolutely,
that's my own personal thought. I don't know whether that's a valid one or not without talking to you know, the people who actually examined it to say, no, you got a few more years, don't worry about it.
Right. And I wonder if there's some grant money for that kind of thing, too.
Right, that might be hiding out there that we could utilize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. All right, cool. So I think you'll vote on that list tonight and send it off to the legislature eventually.
Correct, okay. Yeah. And one other thing to add, I think that the food service renovations, I think that they were number 8th on the list at the whole state level. Mm-hmm. Last year, so that's very, very high. It's just that the legislature didn't fund any of those projects. So we need to really be talking to our legislators now and say, you know, we really need that funding. And you know, kids need to have good food made in a regular kitchen. So we're pretty hopeful on that.
We're talking to the people who are running for legislature right now that you could be voting for today. Okay. Also, there's a letter from the state's education commissioner regarding physical examinations for kids coming into the district. Sarah, this is an issue you raised last year, and it took a while to get a response. But reading through that letter, it seems like he says these exams are better done by a public health nurse in the community or a physician if possible, but if no one else can do it, then a school nurse could? Am I reading that right?
Or? Well, that would be different than what the law says. So that's, you know, that's progress, I guess. The law specifically states it has to be a physician or a physician's assistant. But it would be great if our public health nurse was able to do it, or preferably even the school nurse, because my own experience with my son and having to go in and do it, 90% of the exam was done by a CNA. It was not done by the physician. The eye exam was done by the CNA. The weight and height, I mean, I had a conversation with the physician, and that's just the way medicine is now. You have the assistants doing, and they review it, and probably if anything looks out of line. But I also think back to my own older daughter's experience. It was the public health nurse that caught her lack of growth, not a physician. And it was because you'll go when you're sick. You don't necessarily go in for a yearly exam because of the cost associated with that. And then that was, of course, before the Affordable Care Act, where in theory more people have health insurance that might actually cover this exam, but it didn't cover our insurance. So we forked out the $160 to have him have his well child in order to attend school. And I think the frustration I saw, too, was school districts had different forms. There was no continuity between school districts either. It was just this kind of arbitrary law that was out there that put the burden on parents. Well, it wasn't on parents. The law wasn't specifically, but school districts were treating it that way. And I just was waiting for someone to say, no, I'm not going to pay for it. So I felt like being somewhat proactive and trying to...
And initially, it looked like the law had it the school district's responsibility,
right,
or the state's.
Yeah, and it's become the burden of the parents. And it would be, I think public health nurses would be great because they experience all different levels of and if something was alarming to them, then you can refer them to the doctor. But I honestly, and coming from the state of Washington, kids started school as long as they had their vaccinations. And I, you know, there's a whole other set of worries for me on health information being stored at the school district if it's not locked up. So you have that whole other element to it. But mostly it was the cost associated with it for parents that don't have health insurance that cover it and that aren't covered under Denali Kid Care. And there are those families.
Right. Lisa, have you seen this elsewhere in the other districts you worked in?
It hasn't really been too much of an issue there. One thing I was going to add is the letter that I received from the state, the way that I understand it is the students that need their physicals, they either can go to their physician or the public health nurse. I didn't understand it that the school nurse could do the physical. So I think it's the public health nurse.
Okay.
And I've talked with the public health nurse, and she's more than willing to help in that area. So that's good for parents to know to go to the county or the public health nurse or their physician, but not the school nurse.
Okay. And these are for students just coming into the district for the first times, right? Or is it for all
Correct.
Students?
Correct. It's for the students coming into kindergarten, and then some of them would need some activities, you know, physicals and things like that.
Yeah, any new student. So if you have a transfer student.
Right.
And I know that the school does negotiate with Petersburg Medical Center for the activities ones, since those are required to be in a sport, but which is a very, it's like $20. It's not significant cost compared to the full physical that's required for new students to the district.
Okay. All right. And parents need to be thinking about this because you need to get those physicals done, right?
Correct. They need to be done, and then also if your student is just entering kindergarten or entering seventh grade, it's good to look at those immunizations. And we have a school nurse on board, and so she can look at the immunizations and see if they're up to date, and also the public health nurse can do that too.
All right. And we'll be hearing a lot more updates tonight about the start of school. Are there other dates or important messages you want to get out to parents in the community to be thinking about?
Sure. There are lots and lots of dates, and we put as many as we could in the board packet, and we also will have those on the school website. Just a few important dates. Next week is high school registration for students, starting on Monday with the seniors, and then Tuesday is juniors, and then sophomores and freshmen. Let's see, the new students, they can come in this Friday, or I guess it's next Friday, to get their schedules. They can call the high school anytime. We also have a laptop rollout at 7 o'clock each evening for those students that registered earlier that day. On August 28th, the high school has their open house. Middle school open house will be in September, and then we also have some open houses scheduled for the elementary as well. But all that will be on the website.
Great. And elementary school classrooms, and are those out already? Are those coming out in the paper this week? Or
I'm not exactly sure when they're coming out. I know there's a lot of buzz, but I won't
be quite so brave
to say exactly this week.
Okay.
Probably next week.
A lot
week.
Of papers sold on that Thursday.
Exactly.
That's right. Sarah, am I missing anything important from tonight's meeting?
I don't think so. I think we covered the highlights, and then hopefully those that will listen, and we'll try and be efficient because I know election results are important as well. So we'll try and close up by 9.
If you're still going through 9, we might jump out of the school board meeting for election results.
That's great.
Thank you both for coming in, and we'll hear more from the school board tonight, 7 o'clock, Borough Assembly Chambers.